You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. I don't know if anybody has rules about like when they will have sex when they're dating. When I was younger and are you okay, pregnancy price?
Made out of gold, Patty.
Made out of gold. I think I would make up rules depending on the person I was dating. The last person I dated, who is now my husband, Steve. I had just, had gone through several relationships, including going back to a guy I had an on again, off again relationship for 7 years. And I was like, I end up getting back together with him because the sex is good or whatever. So I thought, I even told Steve, we went on a date for, I asked him out and we went for lunch and he kissed me at the end of the date. We went out that night to go see a movie and we made out after that. And then I had to leave for a week to travel. And when I came back, we hung out and stuff. And I told him that night, so that would be kind of, we dated twice in one day. Do those count? Those count as two dates?
Did you plan on the second date prior to the first date? Then it's two.
Right, it's two dates, right? So the third date, we were at my place watching movies and having pizza. We had a little bit of Pacino's. Spinach pizza was my favorite at the time. Still like it now. But I told him that night that I would like to take things slow. And when you say you want to take things slow, you always mean sex, don't you? When you say, or do you mean emotionally?
I mean in the last 20 or 30 years,
right, take it slow. And then I think I had sex with him the next date. So by slow, I guess I meant not tonight, but quite possibly.
Always leave them wanting a little more.
Yeah, I don't. And because I was telling Stephanie, our boss, that I would say things like, let's take it slow. And the next thing you know, my clothes are on the floor. So, I mean, it's almost like I think because in college, I remember dating a guy who I'd had too much to drink. I'd had a lot. We'd gone tailgating. We'd started the day really. Let's call him Tom because that was his name, Daniels. It always comes back to Tom and Daniels. I always feel bad. But on our first, we had like this epic 12-hour date, basically. We started tailgating. It took me along. We went to see the Illini play. And but I'd had a lot. And so we're making out and things were getting hot and heavy. And I said, I can't do this, like right then and there. And he like flew across the room and was like, okay, good thing you told him. I mean, it was just weird. And we talked about it like later. We ended up dating for about 18 months. But he said that he was worried I was going to go all like prude on him and not have sex. And like that was kind of like my first. I didn't realize that some guys wouldn't date a girl if she wouldn't put out by a certain time. And that was kind of the way he ran that relationship. But we were 19. I mean, it's a little, I guess. I think there are some guys that just go at it differently.
Yeah, I don't disagree. My approach has always been, I think most people should have sex with most other people. I truly...
The what now?
I truly believe that. I think that we're a lot, as mammals, we're a lot, our culture and certain things that have happened as we've become this frontal lobe thinking creature have gotten away from animalistically what we really are. And so, I mean, I think when you find someone who your soul connects with or however you define that, hell yeah, dude, do your thing. But up until that point, most of my social interactions in this world are physically led and with no pretense about like anything like that. And it's very mutual and it's always like, cool, awesome. Call me in a week, or whatever.
However you say that, I like this or this about a person, we are always going to be attracted to specific people, and that's going to be physical. At some point, you're going to need that attraction to exist, too. So the fact that you, unapologetically seek that out first is probably a good thing.
But like this girl I'm hanging out with now, it was very, it took me three dates to even get a kiss. And
seem like a kiss was going to happen?
It's just...
God, I haven't dated in so long. I don't know how
I kind of was like that, too. I'm like, well, I've either been single or it's been like, you look good, too.
Brandon, I haven't dated in 20 years.
Okay, well, fair.
Fair difference. I haven't dated in six. And actually, my wife took a really long time for all that stuff. We kissed the first day, but that actually wasn't actually a date. And then I was told that maybe we needed to slow things down a little bit because she wasn't really, she was a virgin when I started dating her. Yeah.
Did you want to share that?
She's okay with that. She's pretty open about that part of herself. It's true, Patty, it is.
So, once you've had Craig, you don't need
anything. No, it's true. I'm you're a brave man.
Well, thank you.
You're
so
welcome.
Well, no, she's talked about it publicly before. So a lot of things were slow in that relationship. And there is something about like doing something slowly when you're not used to that you know.
It's an anticipation. I would equate it to why baseball is so great.
Yeah.
Because the waiting almost makes the event so much more better.
The
you know
one
what I mean?
Home run.
Because like sex is fun and it can be recreational, it
sure.
can be loving, it's whatever. But when the not only waiting on it makes it better, but also you spend a lot more time thinking about like, oh, I'm getting to know this human being right. on this emotionally connective level. Instead of just like, take your shirt off. When can I take your shirt off? You know what I mean? Like,
well, and it is a little funny because now with Tinder and everything else out there, it seems like a lot of the current dating scene is predominantly focused on hooking up. That's a huge part of it.
Tinder and porn, because people have so much access to
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Like, they want to do that stuff.
Isn't it weird? Like, we are the last generation that will remember not being able to just instantly see whatever sort of porn you want to see immediately.
Right.
Like, when... And I think it's one of those things where, treading lightly on my words here, you know, you almost get desensitized.
Yes.
And so now you're like, you find yourself watching something that, like, the second you're done watching it, you're mm-hmm. like, oh, what am I doing?
There's that weird, like, I don't want to see any of this.
Yeah,
I don't want to see this for days.
I'll never tell anyone I just did that.
that or possibly listeners at WGN.
It is super, well, now yes. everyone knows. There this is go. Who I am.
Yeah. I've told you this story, haven't I? I was, I do travel a lot. And I do believe in staying healthy. And sometimes I need some help to get to arrive. And so I was traveling to Springfield, and I also sit in the media box on the floor of the legislature. So I go to open my laptop, and you hear, and I try closing my...
You made the noises on the air.
The audio kept playing once you closed the laptop, too? That's so good.
Yeah, the audio keeps playing because it was a new computer I didn't know. So I didn't, like, instead of hitting mute, I closed the screen.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's
the girl,
golden.
And there's a girl, like, young girl, right out of the journalism school sitting next to me. And she goes, that's okay. She goes, sometimes I open my laptop and I'm like, great, now everyone knows I listen to Alanis Morissette. It was
same
the sweetest.
Thing.
It was
same
a,
thing.
Did she think it was someone singing?
No, she knew. I mean, she saw the okay. screen and everything.
Alanis
she
Morissette was, kind of sounds like that, though.
We're all doing the noises. By the way, Ruth called in and she wanted to say that personally, she feels that anyone that you do end up having sex with, you are connected to them forever. So she feels that she really takes her time to pick who might do something like that with her because that connection lasts even if the relationship doesn't.
I agree. I think that there is, I mean, I can go through and, you know, I feel like there's a part of me out there with the people that I connected with that way.
Right,
I have a lot of, like, friends that we have had sex and we are good friends and it's... I would say, yeah, I agree with the connection thing, but it's certainly – I don't think there's any negative connotation to that connection.
Right.
You know what I mean? If anything,
Brandon's
I'm closer to those
people.
Brandon's
not making sense to me. This is not
– Well, I was going to say, what about when you never see them again?
Yeah, what about that part?
Well, yeah, no, like blonde chick number four from Big City, like, yeah, we'll always have the memory of that one time I barely remembered being – you know,
yep,
but
that
was fun.
Lovely.
See, I did none of those, by the way. I never had, like, a hit it and quit it.
No?
A one-night stand?
Never.
Did you
once.
Ever have Friends with Benefits?
I was a serial monogamist.
Friends with Benefits is one of the smartest things humans have ever come up
with. No, it's not. I've had both of the experiences that you're talking about.
Okay.
Friends with Benefits, if the person is a good friend, which apparently you say, it actually ends horribly. Because
right, because one person
always... is not in it for just the benefits.
Oh, man, I think it's all about expectations management.
Nope, it is
not.
You
have a conversation at the top. I'm sitting on a successful run of these. I'm telling you, it's doable.
312-981-7200. Have you been in a Friends with Benefits relationship with Brandon C.
Price? Yeah, with Brandon C. Price. Oh, my God, the phone lines are flooding.
Oh,
stop calling everyone, please.
Okay, this is coming off differently than I intended.
See, I get mad when they don't want to, not that they don't want to be friends, but they don't understand that friends bit. You're mm-hmm. like, can we just hang out and do snow? You
right.
just want to do that?
No, once you cross the benefits line.
Right, then you only want the benefits.
Yeah, you right. cannot have a friendship
sans
benefits.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yes.
Okay, no, I thought you meant like somebody wants to go towards relationship
I did. What I meant
okay.
is that one of the two people inevitably wants relationship.
Oh, mine's the one that they never want to do. It's like, no. Friends with benefits is a thing. You need both.
Right. But what if one...
I don't know. I think my... My arrangements might be more like beneficial humans.
So no friendship part? Just...
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a system
benefits.
Where the yeah. other person expects the 1:30 a.m. text. And it's like, okay, cool. Because like, when you have sex with your girlfriend, you've been having sex with her for a year, you know what's going on. It's way more enjoyable because you both know how to work in the system that you're working in. You have someone that consistently can create that for you. and hang out with. And then it's like, all right, dude, high five. We will talk next week.
I'm with you, Craig. I have no idea what this man's talking about. More after this on 720. WG. More. Esmeralda, just a second. We'll get it. We'll hit it and quit it. You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. We've been talking about your own personal rules for sex and relationships. And we are all I believe that Brandon C. Price's take on this has left us all a little dumbfounded. Many questions. Yes.
I'm in a room of married people. We all have different, you know.
Esmeralda.
I'm not married.
Esmeralda's not.
Esmeralda's also on the TV. She's not in the room. What do you mean? I'm labeling things wrong?
Yes.
Please elaborate.
Well, here, wait, let's see what Jack says first. Jack and Esmeralda, I think, want to contribute to this conversation. Hey, Jack, what do you think?
Hey, so, I mean, as a guy, I look at my friends, and I don't want to say the majority, but a strong number are not faithful to their spouses or to their, you know, longtime boyfriends, girlfriends, etc.
Okay.
I think it's not realistic. We always talk about relationships as like, you know, you find someone and then all of a sudden, you know, you're faithful to them. Like, I feel like we ought to have a more honest conversation about just like open relationships in general. You know, just because I don't think that, like, just because you love someone and you want to be with them for the rest of their life means that they should be, you know, I don't know, like, forced not to have sex with anyone else.
Right. I mean, I've heard this conversation before, and there are, you know, I've read articles by people who say that they don't go into details with their spouses, but they have like a weekend where they each go out on dates or spend the weekend with somebody else, which, you know, I think it depends. I mean, you
have to start that way. You can't be married for, you know, 15 years and they go, hey, you know what, why don't we start sleeping with other people? But I agree. Like, it's just all about if monogamy is what you're, that's what does it for you, and you find that other human that does that, then hell yes, be you. But you should be honest about it regardless
are. Part of relationships is doing something for someone else. When we all talk about how we fulfill ourselves and monogamy or whatever it is that you say that specific person might like or dislike, I think that you're excluding the idea that half of the relationship is for the other person. And so monogamy is my preference because I don't want the person I'm with to be with anyone else, and she doesn't want me to be with anyone else because that would hurt our feelings.
Right.
So for that reason, we're monogamous, not because I'm not attracted to other ladies. But
no, but that's awesome because you guys, if you have both have that mindset and you found each other, and that is what it's all about. And so, like, you know, if Jack finds someone that's also into open relationships, but they can trade hearts, you know, then hell yes, then Jack wins and Craig wins.
Well, here's what's awkward, and maybe you guys all have this friend. I should disclaim that I'm in an open relationship myself. But
okay.
It's like you're out at a bar, right? You have this buddy, you have this friend who is not faithful to their significant other. And you witness what they're doing. Like, you see it going on. And then all of a sudden, like, the next day or the next weekend, all of a sudden there's significant others around. And it's, like, it's just awkward because all of a sudden there's this, like, secret.
Yeah.
And you're now included in that secret because you saw it.
You know,
there.
I think that if someone's going to do that, I mean, they should leave you out of it. If it's going to be a secret, it should be a secret to everybody in their
lives.
Well,
that's a weird, like, friend code that like Jack's saying, like, you're at the bar, you see it happen, and then the significant other comes the next day, and you're like, well, I'm way closer to this dude. It's not my place to say something, but I feel terrible. I've been in that position as well.
Part of the friend code should be to leave the friend out of it. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Jack.
Well, I'm just going to say, like, it's like sometimes you just see stuff. Like, it's not even like you're even looking for it, but, like, you know, you're at a bar. You know, you're at a dance club. You know, your friend is making out with someone on the dance floor, and all of a sudden he's not there.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's something that happens. Like, when you're out with your friends, it's something you see. And it's almost like as much for me as I wish other people would just, like, you know, try to work it out amongst themselves, because it's like a – it's like a double-edged sword, you know. It sucks being the one that happens to, and it also sucks seeing people who you know it happens to and kind of just feeling crappy about the whole situation.
Well, is this friend, like, do you think he'd be someone to be angry and jealous if his significant other was in a, you know, doing things with other people?
Good question.
I really couldn't tell you. I'm not trying to put my
that's fair.
Heads.
Well, and that part also doesn't matter because yet again, that's too focused on one person, not the other person. What the real question would be for Jack is, and again, we don't want to insert you in this specific relationship. Would the person that this friend is cheating on care? Because if that person would care, that's really all that matters. A relationship is doing, you know, giving to the other person what they need if you're capable of getting
Yeah, and there's probably a line between I'm into monogamy, but I'm just a crappy dude in this particular instance, or I'm just truly into an open situation, and I have basically mismanaged the expectations of this person I'm with and misled them to thinking that I'm into some. I just think if you're totally against monogamy, don't be with someone who's into it. Like, find the person that's right for you and bang everyone on the way there.
Oh. Well, and I think that if you have changed since starting a relationship, if you enter a relationship believing that you want to be monogamous with something and things mm-hmm. have changed, you also have to be honest with yourself
for sure.
And with your significant other.
Open and honesty, regardless of where you fall on the openness spectrum of sexuality. I think that's the part, Craig, that you're referring to of like, that's the respect. That is the compromise between two people. We will be honest. We will be clear about what we want from the get go.
Jack, how long has your friend been in a relationship that he's already kind of messing around?
This is multiple people in multiple long-term relationships.
Wow.
It's just my experience as a 30-something in Chicago.
Right.
Like something happened at around the time I turned 30 when all of a sudden it's like, and everybody cheats now, apparently. And I just kind of looked around one day, and I was like, yep, that friend's doing it, that friend's doing it.
And are they getting caught and ending their long-term relationships, or are they just sort of stringing everybody along?
It's just watching people go through this, a lot of times it just turns into, like, just downhill spirals for their own relationships because, mm-hmm. you know, one's doing it, then they get caught, then the other one does it.
Or you're sitting on lies and rotting inside. Jack, do you get jealous in an open relationship when your significant other's with somebody else? Do you care?
Sometimes. And I guess for me what it comes down to is, am I getting it at home myself? And sometimes the answer is yes, and I feel pretty good. Sometimes I wind up in moments when we're sleeping with other people more than we're sleeping, you know, with ourselves. And I always find that a little bit awkward.
Mm-hmm. Is that the only thing that concerns you, or are you ever concerned about a relationship beyond the physical? Is there anything that makes you jealous in your other person's relationships that's not
right.
the physical part?
Well, everyone I know who's in open relationships, like, we all have some sort of, like, I don't want to say rules, but just, like, boundaries. Like, I'm not okay with my fiancé dating other people. Like going on, like, a bona fide date, I think I'd probably have a hard time with. Taking someone home from the bar, or even just, like, you know, you're with a friend and it gets a little, you know, hot and heavy. Like, I don't really mind that.
Interesting. Wow. Oh, Craig is trying to digest this information.
Yeah, and I'm sorry to jump in, but I think that what you are then is really forgiving. I think that people who understand that some instances are not as meaningful as others and that this can happen and it doesn't even really faze you, so maybe forgiving is not the right word, but that is where the line then ends, because anything that's more than just this, you know, fling sort of relationship that she's having with other people or he's having with other people, that is a point where, you know, I think most open relationships crack. And I think that it's inevitable that if you allow your significant other to look, that she's going to find or he's going to find someone that fills more holes than just one.
Zing, Greg Collins.
Well, you know, in all honesty, once that does happen, that's where the flaw to me in the idea kind of comes in, is that it's inevitable.
I'm just curious go ahead, Jack. You've got a lot of information there.
The one thing that I think is important about relationships is that, I mean, you know, I don't know about you, Craig, but, you know, there's a lot that ties my relationship together, a lot more than just sex. I mean, we have a long history together. We're best friends. You know, and those are very important things, you know, and
for sure.
I know myself, I wouldn't want to trade that. Like, I wouldn't give that away for anything. On the other hand, you know what? Sometimes I just want to take someone else home from the bar.
I think that's the thing. I mean, like, Craig, you have a fundamental viewpoint from it, and Jack, you do, and they differ. I think it's beautiful that you both have found someone that seemingly agrees with that system.
Oh, yeah.
No. I think one of the things I would struggle, I mean, I'm trying to wrap my mind around, is you were saying that if she was dating somebody, that would be harder to handle than
right.
just a sort of casual date. But, I mean, that seems to be as, like, it doesn't mean anything, I think, would be hurtful as well. Like, well, if it doesn't mean
yeah,
anything.
Yeah, so then actually, Brandon C. Price, I think that Jack and I have kind of similar viewpoints. I think that what he's actually doing is what would be forgiveness to me. I would have to forgive my significant other if they wound up in a one-night stand sort of relationship, but I would be able to separate what that is compared to the relationship that I'm in with her. As Jack, you said, you connect on so many different levels. There's so many parts of your relationship that make it this kind of great thing between
right.
the two of you. It's not just sex.
there's the emotions, and then there's just like the actual physical part. You know
right.
what I mean? And
yeah.
it's the emotions that I care about. That's what I safeguard.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, that's, you know, I mean, you can't help but crush on people. And even people in monogamous relationships crush on others.
No, that's absolutely also true. I think that the risk is...
So many things.
No, I just think the risk is that inevitably you're going to find someone else other than your significant other who you also like emotionally.
If I was in an open relationship and she came home and she was like, I've hooked up with this person, that's great. I hope it was good. Awesome. But if she went, he was so funny... Oh, man. Knife in my chest.
It's over. It's all over.
Oh, boy.
We got to take a break.
All right, Jack. Thank you. That was an amazing conversation, and I appreciate your openness about that. Jack, we will talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. More after this on 720 WGN.